Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schus for the Am Yoshev B'Tzion. Ugolan Gabriela, Matam and Dvora. The Nishmas Maris Esther Vas Rib Shmuel. Raschanas, we're going to ask the Chanas Rib Mirzai, with Azushim Rib Yosef. Shupinchas Rib Yaakov Tzvi. It says in the Torah, Kedel Shadabra, Ben Esau, Yekuli Truma, Meis Kolish, Shayit Ven, Libo, Tikhu, Estramasi. Vizosa Truma, Tesher, Tikhu, Meitam, etc. Vasuli Mikdosh. V'shachanti b'soichem, so we have the mitzvah of giving the truma to the Beis HaMikdash, giving donations to the Beis HaMikdash, and then in the end we make a mikdash, and God will dwell in that mikdash. So we're going to be learning this parasha based on the Torah of the Sefer Maskil Shlomo. So we have to understand this parasha isn't the normal seder of Parashas HaTorah. At first, it says what it wants, and then it tells you what to do. Here, first, it tells you what to do, and then it tells you ultimately what the goal is. Usually, it starts with the goal. So why first does it tell us to give the trumas, and then in the end to build a mikdash, that we're going to have a mikdash, and Hashem's going to dwell in the mikdash? Usually, it starts with the ikar, with the goal, and then it goes into the details. And also, why is it that they can only build a mishkan if they willingly give it? It has to be in a divus halev, meis kolish yedvenu libo. Why can't it be like taxes that you have to pay, forced to pay? So it would appear that in this parasha we have a yisod, the sharish, and avodas Hashem. We're going to try to reveal. It says in the Gemara in Ksubis, and of Samach Beis, Amud Beis, that Rebbe arranged for his son to marry a daughter of the household of Yosef ben Zimra. And they agreed for him. That they would support him for 12 years to go and learn. It's a good deal. So it was assumed that first he would learn and then he'd get married. So they passed the girl in front of the chassan. Amar lahu, nehavishishnin. So let it just be 6 years. Once he saw her already, he didn't want to wait for 12 years. And the Nachamol, they passed her in front of him. And he said, you know what, how about we get married now, and then I'll go learn. So he was embarrassed from his father. He was ashamed to see his father. He thought he'd reprimand him. Because when he saw the girl, he desired her and he couldn't wait. The father placated him, Rebbe placated him, and he said, don't worry about it. You have your maker's perception. You acted the same way Hashem acts. May Karak Siv. Tiviyemu v'sitayimu, v'lebesof ksiv v'asiv li'mikdash v'shachanti v'saychem. First it says, I will bring you in, and then I'll plant you. Now, that first there's going to be a Beis HaMikdash only after we come to Eretz Yisrael. And then it says, Vasuli Mikdash, they already made it now, even when they were in the desert, because they were closest to Hashem. They enjoyed greater affection, and he therefore advanced what would originally have come later. Ad kan mi divrei ha-gemara. So the Chachamim teach us that Kadosh Baruch Hu had special chibur for the Jewish people. He was makdim ritzonu lahashrus shchinasa b'seichem b'midbar terem boam al eretz noshavis. He himself said, "I'm only building the Beis Hamikdash once they get to Eretz Yisrael." Now he changes his mind, kibiyachol, and he says, "All right, I'll already build it now," because he has such chiba for the Jewish people. So the question is, does that mean that the Hashuras Hashrin of the Beis HaMikdash is already in the Midbar? Or there's something new? It's a new type of love. It's not the same love that was supposed to be in the Beis HaMikdash. It's something different. So we have to see the Chazal and Shir HaShirim. V'yani al Beis HaYayin v'diglo alay ahava. Bring me to the house of wine. And proclaim his love to me. Use a word of diglo. What's this diglo? Chazal dash and Beis HaYayin is Oel Moed. V'diglo elu digle midbar. And the Gra adds that the Ava ala shalad golem ha yigadol shabahavos hamafursim yoser al kol olam. It's the greatest love, this love in the Midbar. Why is the love of the digolim, of the flags in the Midbar that the Jewish people encamp by their flags, why is that greater than the love of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Kriyas Yamsuf, of Matan Torah, and all the chasadim that Hashem did with us? So it would appear that if we go back to the vision of the chariot of Yecheskel, Hanavi, we can understand the parish and the parishes had the golem. After Yecheskel saw what he saw, the Navi proclaims, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Vada Hashem, Mkoyim, the Radak says, that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu was far away from his place, nevertheless, Lo Chas Rechas V'Shalom Klum. Kolomar, She'agam She'lachar Churban Beit HaMikdash, Ein HaShechina B'mkoma, Ela Mimkoma, Lo chasra mikvoda klum, ela baruch kvod Hashem, kamo bimkoma. That even though now HaKadosh Baruch was far away from his place, but nothing is lacking of Hashem. After the Churban, the Shechina is not in its place, from its place. In other words, it went far away from its place. Nothing lacks from the covet of the Shechina. Baruch kavod Hashem, kamo bimkoma, just like it was when it was in his place. The glory of God is no less because of the Churban. So the union of the Shechina shelo bimkoma has two aspects. Number one, shelo higia adayin el hamakom asher yivchar Hashem. It hasn't yet come to its place. Like it says, ki lo vasem arata el menucha vel anachli, you haven't come to your place yet, Dvarim Yud Beis. And number two, mipnei chataynu gali yikareinu venuto kalvinu beis chayenu shechinta begalusa. Number two is that the Shechina is in Galus. So we have to explain the Bechina of Mimkomo of after the Churban. Chol v'yireinu v'shamam beis mikdashenu v'yisrael galu me'artzem v'kibiyachol Shechina imayim. It's true that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and we were exiled, but the Shechina kibiyachol is still with us, like we see in Megillah 29. When the Jewish people went to Galus, the Shechina went to Galus with them. So one might think that there was a Chil Hashem here, there was a lack of covet for Hashem here. That the traveling and the lengthy Galus causes a miut hakovet. The Yomer Bagoyim, Aye Elohim, the Goyim say, where's your God? So Yecheskel showed them. He's the first Navi of Galus Bavel, after the Churban, the Maisim Merkava. That wherever they are, Kvod Hashem b'mekoyim ha'ime, there's no miut of Kvod Hashem. Mashal HaMelech, Shekol Zman Shu B'paltin Kvodo Imo, V'shenamar V'heichalo Kulo Imel Kvod. But when he goes out on the road, he rides in Merkava, When he's in his palace, there's kavod. When he goes on the way, he's riding in his chariot. He wants to show everybody the glory of his kingdom. Nothing has been taken away despite the tiltul adrochim. Nothing has been diminished. And the merkava becomes a means through which the weakness of the derech, weariness of traveling, is transformed into kavod melachim. So instead of the miut, there's a ribui kavod. So that's the mahalach of the ma'aseh merkava, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a churban, but the king still has his chariot. There's no less kavod, and the Shekhinah still is strong. The Chassidim used to say, B'derech Tzachos, that the secrets of Ma'aseh Bereishis reveal Shehakol Bidei Shamayim, does not contract, limit one's free choice, and the secrets of Ma'aseh Merkava reveal that the Chutz Meyiras Shamayim doesn't minimize in any way the Malchus of HaKol Mashallah. That just because God created the world, that doesn't mean we don't have free choice. And just because there's a Ma'aseh Merkava, the Ma'aseh Merkava reveals to us that there's no weakening, there's no lessening of Hashem's Malchus, despite us being in Galus and Him going with us, Kaviyachol. But that's not a miut of His kavod. It's a ribuy of His kavod. So one might think, Chutz miyiras shamayim, Hakol bidei shamayim, everything's in the hands of God except for yiras shamayim, which means that it's up to us. But the truth is that people think that the Chutz Meyiras Shamayim is a miut of Hashem's Malchus, that we get to choose. So it's God has less power. So the Sisrei Torah of the Ma'aseh Merkava, the secrets come and tell us, which is founded in the vision of Yechezkel, that there's no miut in this Chutz. Adarabba, we see the ribui. Besides Yiras Shamayim, that it's up to us, you think that it's a miut of your kavod Hashem, it's an amplifying of kavod Hashem. And that's the free choice that we have amplifies kavod Hashem, even though it seems that things aren't as they're supposed to be, that we're choosing. And so to the Ma'aseh Merkava, it seems that things aren't as they're supposed to be, that Hashem isn't in His place, Adarab. It's a ribui of kavod Shemayim. That Hashem is traveling around in His chariot and everybody sees His glory all throughout the Galus. Galus Menashe and the Galus to reveal. And the secrets of the Seudas HaTorah of Ma'aseh Bereishis come to teach us that even though God created everything, nevertheless, we still have choice. We could choose good or evil. So that's the Ashkaf of Makomo after the Churban. After the Churban, Makomo means that God is, his greatness hasn't been lessened, even though He's left His place, Kibiyachol. That's the secret of the Ma'aseh Merkava. Now it looks like there's this miut of Kavod Shamayim in the world, and Hashem isn't completely in power. Hashem is completely in power. Even in the Galus, He's riding in His chariot. So now we'd like to explain the Bechin of Memkomo before the building of the Beis HaMikdash. He said there are two Bechinas of Memkomo, God not being in His place. Number one, before the Churban. Number two, after the Churban. So we explained after the Churban. Now we'd like to explain the before the Churban. So which merkava is the Kisei HaKava traveling in when the Jewish people are in the Midbar and they haven't yet come to the Eretz Noshavas? Are we allowed to think that there's Chalila Hismatis Mikvodi Yisbarach B'mash Ein Mako Menucha B'Shvil Shrinas Kvodai L'Niach Da'atenu M'Sheil Azu Tzivsa Torah על פרשס הדגולים, שיש על מחנה ישראל להסתדר למטה כמו למעלה. ארבע דגולים כנגד ארבע מחנס השכינה. So there's one allowed to think that Chalila there's a minimization or minimalization. What's the correct word? I don't know. There's a miut, that's a good word, of Kavod Hashem when there's no place of resting yet. So therefore, in order to calm our minds, the Torah tells us, Torah commands us in the parasha of the Degolim, that we have our Degolim down here, the flags down here, like the Arba Machanes HaShechina up in Shamayim. And there are Arba Chayas and Merkava, the four animals that carry God's throne in heaven. And corresponding to that, we have the Digle HaMidbar, that carry God's chariot, so to speak, down here. B'sviv HaMishkan La'edus Yachin, when they're all encamping around the Mishkan La'edus, Chen Yisu V'hein Ein HaMilkava, that's the... They're carrying the chariot. The Ramban in Parashas Bamidbar explains how the Machane Lamata is matim to the Machane Shalmala. And the Aron and the oil, and Noisim B'soich HaMachanos, Heim HaDugma, the Kisei HaKavod. The Ol and the Aron that travel among the camps are like God's throne. So we're camping around the Aron, and the Aron is like God's throne, and we're like the chariot that's carrying Hashem's throne. And it could be that that's what the Gra meant when he said that the Arbas of the Golem, Ahavas of the Golem, the Agdola Sheba Havas, Famafursim Yosef Oilam, the Kaho we saw before. And what's the greatest love? The greatest love of the Golem. How do you get there? How do you get to the Degolim? Greater than Yetzias Mitzrayim, greater than Kriyas Yamsuf. So the answer is the Shechina is B'Soich Machav Yitzel Afilu Mim Komo. It hasn't yet arrived. It hasn't yet arrived at Beis Olonim. So it's not the place that causes Hashuras Shechina, it's Hashem's love that He chose us from all the nations. And it doesn't bother Him that He has to be traveling from place to place. It's like he's in his place. Mashal to a newly married couple. They still haven't found. You see this a lot when couples first get married. They go from place to place. They start in Israel. They move to Kew Garden Hills. There for a few years. To this apartment. Up. They move to that apartment. And they stay with their parents for a while. And she has a baby. The parents, the in-laws. Here and there. And finally, they settle down in their house in Woodmere or Lawrence or Ramat Beit Shemesh or Rechavia or Shari Chesed, wherever they go. And the boy says to the girl, he says, listen, doesn't matter where we go, as long as I'm with you, I'm fine. That's all that matters. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, you're right, I don't have a house yet. But as long as I'm with you, I'll call you Yisrael, I'm happy. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's special chiva he shows to the Jewish people in the Midbar. And this Ahava Rabba is found in a Halacha Pesuk in the Gemara. They asked about Melech Ad Soisu Amenas Livnos B'mkomo Heichan Haisa B'mishkan. Gemara says you have to build in order to, the whole malach of building, of Soser, is in order to build in its place. And here they're not building in its place. They're building somewhere else. So how's it Soser? How's it deconstructing, dismantling? What happened when Mickey Mantle died? He was dismantled. So how's it this being dismantled in this for to build in the same place, a different place? The Gemara says no. Since they're traveling based on Hashem's word, it's like they're dismantling in order to build in the same place. In other words, Mimakomo is like Bimakomo. Wherever they are, they're with God, and that's all that matters. And that's by the Degolim. That's Vidigloy Alaya Hava. That's in the Midbar. That's the special Ahava that Hashem had when we had our Degolim, our flags, our divine formation of encampment. So now we get to answer the question that we posed before. Shebevaday nodat lam liYisrael Ahava Rabba b'chiba yitera ayidei chibazon hashchina lamaher ulekarev zman hachupa. והם עדיין במדבר ולא הגיעו על ארץ נושבת. אהבה זו גדולה הוא פי כמה מן אהבת השראת השכינה בבית עולמים. הלו אהבת בית עולמים היא כמו אהבה תלויה בדבר ובמקום. וכיוון שגלינו מארצנו גלה יקרנו, ונותו הכבוד מבית חיינו. כל עוד שאהבת אור מורה תוך דגלי המדבר היא אהבה שאינה תלויה בדבר ובמקום. There's a special love that Hashem has for us. It's not just the love that Hashem showed us in the Beis HaMikdash. There's a special love that Hashem had for us in the Midbar that we weren't supposed to have Ashras HaShechina until the Mikdash, and Hashem showed us special love, and He already showed us His love in the Midbar even before we got to Eretz Yisrael. So this is much greater than the love of the Ashuras HaShechina, the Beis Olam. There it's Abba Tluya B'davar or B'makom. And here there's no, it's Lo Tluya B'davar. Lo Tluya B'makom. Here it's just pure love. Doesn't matter where it is. Beis HaMikdash has to be in a very specific place. This is anywhere you're going, I'm going. And that's the Chiba Yaseir of Asuli Mikdash Vishachanti Besoichem, not Besoichem Besoichem. What does it mean, Besoichem? And not Besoichem. Make for me a Mikdash in the Midbar. It's not a bias of Kavius, it's an Oel Aroi. But that shows that it's Besoichem Toch Levovim Shalavuma Nevcheris, it's about you. Wherever you're going, I'm going. It doesn't say B'socho in the Mikdash. It says B'sochem and you and the Jews and each and every one of you. Because wherever you're going, I'm going. Beso zu ishto. That's the wife. The wife is the house. Wherever the house is my wife is where I'm going. That's the husband. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Yanu rayasecha v'ata doideinu. V'amez zochu Yisrael lo yisachi b'yisera shal nitvas libo shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lamar lahashur shchinasa b'soichem, kama doros terem shetiskayim avtachaso shel tuviyemu v'sitehemo, v'har nachalascha macholin shetucha palta Hashem mikdash Hashem konenu yadecha, ela yoyte yachad liva mevim v'no kol ma'aseim baruch hu, bochanam al nitvas liba ma'idei tzivu v'yikhu litruma, lo derech mas v'kfi al meis kol ishe sheyidvenu liba, kemen shura shelibam petuch l'ravach u'mitzapim mishtoikim l'ashura shchinasa b'neim, ואז הקמובה סהבה קושה כשל כינר ושפר ריש ואיש על הבס יא. אז קופץ כביוכל גם הוא יסברך לקרוסם. ויאמר למוישה ועשו לי מקדוש ושכנתי בסריך. How are they zelcha to this special love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts his shechina amongst us? A number of generations before the Haftacha of Tiviemu v'siteimu b'har nachalascha mochon l'shiftacha p'halt Hashem Mikdash Hashem konunu yadecha before the actual building the Beis HaMikdash. Just hayotze yachad liban amevin al kol ma'aseim was boichina. What's their nididivus halev? V'yikhu li truma, how much do you love me? And when they showed how much he loved them, so azakamavis ahava kosher kashal kina rishafer rishves of fire. Hashem said, you love me so much v'asu li mikdash v'shachanti v'soicha. So therefore, first we have the Nedivus HaLev, and then we have the Binyan HaMishkan. That's the Tanai. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. Even in Matan Torah, it says that the Shekhinah didn't come down to Har Sinai until the Jewish people said, Ritzoneinu l'ros es Malkeinu, Rashi and Parshas Yisrael. That we have to have the desire.
Even
The Jewish people are being so generous. You examine the hearts. And you see, I gave all of these, and now your nation, you see how happy they are to give to you. That just like they have the Hesiris back then, we should have the Hesiris at all times. But if we don't have the Hesiris, ki rachok mimenu menachem meshiv nafshi. So that's the hakar we have to have. That first we, otherwise God is far away from us. First we have to show our love on the Divas Halev. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show us love and kind. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. I am to my beloved and my beloved is to me. And we also have a liman in Chovitz Halavavus l'maris haketz. She'ein tachas ha-tzipir li'yishu li'os yoshev u'boto l'mitzap imosai tavu ha-geula. Not enough just to sit back. And say, all right, when's the Gula going to come? We have to do things. We have to do something. We see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we loved him so much, because we had this Nedivas Halev, he was Mashri, his Shechin among us. That's what it means, Tzipia LeYeshua, Tzipia Zah. It's active. It's an active anticipation. Waiting every moment to see when he's going to come and what we can do to bring him to come. At the end of days, when we're asked, see, peace of Yeshua at the end of our own days, what did you do to bring about the Yeshua? Like in the army, you have a tatzpitan, the person who's on the lookout, he's on the watch out, anything that could happen that might be suspicious, he reports. Rav writes, this is brought in the Otzot L'Ayah, on page 887. He says, Tzipia is this great desire for the Shleimus and Kavod of Israel in the world. And it's also Avodah Ma'asit, says the Rav. B'yachas l'tikva mefa'emet b'lev kol yudim midol dol. The Yeshua or the Geula, Hishtamshu Chazal between Tzfiyah, lo kivita. Tzfiyah migzerat Safa, tafkid atzofer, lishtamesh b'chol meorah, shehu lazhir al takala, ulorer limefer shel Yeshua. V'chach aleinu lishtamesh b'chol meorot shebaolam, shal yadam tuchal lavo, letzmoch tshuva liyisrael. We have to look at the world, we have to see what might be bringing to our Yeshua. Simat ayin tedirit gam ve'en shum yachas shel hakara gluya chitzunit el ha-Yeshua. Kamo she'metzapeh omed al ha-meshmar yomam, yamim al shana, v'lo yazov emdato gam ve'en davar mechudash. Even if nothing is happening, you're still waiting. Maybe something will happen. So the Radak says, Sofen etzaticha bagoyim, lama tashotek alo kitzofe shem amidim al ha-migdalim. It's like a watchman who's on the top of the towers and he's to constantly be on the lookout. That's what we have to be. We have to be on the lookout. When's the Gula coming? So that's our avoda. So people see the birth of the state. People see the war that's happening now. All these different things are all parts of the process of Geula. The fact that so many Jews are coming to Eretz Yisrael is just incredible. The yeshivas and the Beis Yaakovs are being built, kolim. So much Torah, so much Kedusha, so many Jews, anti-Semitism all over the world. So we have to be on the lookout for the Geula. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi found Eliyahu Navi, said, when are you coming? When is Mashiach coming? So they asked him and he said, Hayom imbekolo sishmao Sanhedrin Sariches. It's up to us, Rabbi Yisai. Hayom imbekolo sishmao. Okay. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. Thank you for listening.